Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupkin, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Fun and Games Podcast, and happy Wednesday. Today, we have Trace Zotes on, which I am so excited for. If you don't already know who Trace is, I went on the Arnold trip with PE Science, and he's one of the athletes. His videos would always come up on my For You page because he's always making oatmeal. He is Oatmeal Boy, so if you have seen him on my Instagram, that's who this is. We're so excited to bring him onto the podcast. You guys requested him to be on so highly, so I'm happy he agreed to do this. I think it's going to be a really fun and different episode. I have so many questions for him that I'm really excited to ask, just to see what is it like going viral in high school. And so it's going to be a lot to unpack. It's going to be a really good episode. But before we get into that, let's read a review. Today's review is from the three emojis. There's no name. It's just three emojis. So if this is you, you know it's you. It says, "My fave ever. This podcast is the best I've ever heard before. No others can compare. Britt is so inspirational beyond words. She's so fun to listen to, and it'll make your workout or whatever you're doing 10 times better. I was so happy when this podcast came out, and I knew it would be the best out there. I'm currently listening to it as I write this. This podcast has truly changed my life, and I've learned so much from it. I highly recommend this to anyone. Not to mention, Darian, if you're reading this, you are fun as well, not just Britt. Both Darian and Britt together are the iconic duo." Well, emoji, we love you so much. Thank you all so much for your reviews. And maybe next time, yours will get read. But without further ado, let's hop into this episode and meet Trace.
Yo.
Barry. Dude, Darian was like, he's headed to the gym, so he just wanted to say hi. Can you hear Darian?
Dude, all right. I just have to say, the energy you bring to the table in this industry is unmatched. I see your Let's Lift merch.
Oh, yeah, you wore. Oh!
That's right.
Literally, my only purpose here right now is to tell you to never change.
Yes.
That.
Ever.
We'll do, Bob. Dude, it's so nice to meet you. I've heard great things about you.
Awesome. Dude, you know, Darian is headed out to work out, and he was like, "I have to say hi to Trace. I have to at least say hi." So, dude, well, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. This is so crazy. I'm so hyped about this. Let's go.
Is this your first podcast?
This is like my third or fourth, but I've never done like a pro. Yeah, I know. No flexing, but it's definitely been like insane. Like, yeah. How like, I don't know. It's just podcasts I always get nervous about, but like now I'm finally like, okay, just focus, Trace. It's so much fun, but
good. Okay, well, there's so much to say. I'm so stoked about this one because this is just going to be a really, really cool episode. Let me give everybody a quick backstory. So when I first, at the Arnold, that's the first time I saw you. I was walking up to the booth, you guys, and all of a sudden I look up and I'm like, "It's Oatmeal Boy." I scream it to Millie and Sav, and they're like, "Who's that?" I'm like fangirling. I'm like, I can't believe, I had no idea you were part of the roster. So that was so cool.
Yeah. I actually have some protein powder right here. Yeah, I've loved to find. I literally have it every single day. Code Trace. No, but yeah.
No, code Brick. I'm just kidding.
No. I was I was so intimidated by y'all, but whenever you said that, I was like, oh, let's go.
Oh, let's yeah. Go. It's always nice when, like, somebody knows who you are when you're at, like, a social event. You're like, does anybody know who I am? But, yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly.
That was cool.
Exactly.
Did you know who any of us were?
No. I had no clue. I I'm so separated, like, from, like, the fitness industry, I feel like, that I'm just, like, more like a foodie. I'm like, oh, hey. Oh, my gosh. And so it's, like, foodie slash, like, you know, health influencers, like, collide. Yeah. And it's awesome.
Yeah,
so.
It was cool. Okay, well, give everybody a little bit of a background, who you are, where you're from. I'm so excited to dive in. So many layers.
Okay. I know. So, hello. My name is Trace Zotes. You might know me as, my real name is Trace Alexander. I am from Nashville, Tennessee. I am 18 years old, and I love to run. I love to cook, specifically oatmeal. That's where everything started. Should I give a little background about my oatmeal? Like,
take it away.
Bet. So basically, freshman year, I was going to this wrestling camp, and it was really intense. And so basically, I went to this wrestling camp, and there I learned a little bit about nutrition. And so when I got home, I was like, top 10 healthiest foods. Like, I Googled it, and then oatmeal was on the list. And so I decided to try oatmeal out, and I actually hated it. It tastes like cardboard, like just plain. It tastes like mush. And I didn't eat it for like a year. And so fast forward, this was around like September of 2019. And I decided to try it out this time. I had like berries, maple syrup, vanilla extract, all that fun jazz. And I loved it. And I was eating it like twice a day. Literally, like, it was so much. It was insane. And I kept sending like pictures of on Snapchat to my friends, like, just like my oatmeal. And they're like, Trace, you got to quit out with the oat picks. And so, yeah, I know. It was funny. It was a little inside joke for a while. And then basically on January 1st of 2020, I was like, shoot, I'll just make my own Instagram page just for oatmeal. And that's where I just started posting oatmeal. I was like pictures of my oatmeal every day. And it was just pictures. It wasn't like recipes or anything like that. And then about like October of 2020, that's when I started. I was like, okay, I'll start doing TikTok. Cause I was like, I thought TikTok was lame. And it was like, it was just for like, you know, like the new fab. And then I was like, oh wait, okay, fine. I'll try it out. And then like my ninth video, I got like 3 million views. And that's where I know. That's where I just started to like do like more stuff on TikTok, and now it's just like food and oatmeal and just like being healthy and
that's so
having
crazy.
Balance, yeah, and all that. So that's basically like me. So,
when you first got your first viral video, that was like one of your first like ninth video. You said your ninth video. Yeah. Over 3 million views. How did that feel? Were you just like freaking out or like, tell me, I need to know the whole, were you like screenshotting this to your friends? Were people texting you? Like, tell me the
full one. So basically I was on Zoom that day, and I my first like couple of videos was just like full day of eatings and just like easy rest, like oatmeal bar recipes. And honestly, they were not the best recipes. They're just like, okay, yeah, fun.
Yeah.
Food. And I posted the video, and I went back to my English Zoom class, and about like 20 minutes later, I looked at it. It had 12K views. I screenshot it. I was like, guys, no way. I hit 12K views. Put on my Snapchat story. I was like, y'all, oh my gosh. And basically throughout that day, it skyrocketed. It was hit like 500,000 in like, I think 2 or 3 hours. And like all these people kept Snapchatting me, like texting me. They're like, what the heck? What's going on, Trace? And then that day I ended up with like 2 point something million of views. I was literally freaking out. I was like shaking. I was literally quaking all day. I was like, oh my gosh. So that was basically how it all started. I was like, you know what? I got to keep the ball rolling. So,
yeah. So that's insane. So, and just so people know, am I allowed to say you're in high school?
Yeah.
Trace is in high school. How? I mean, I guess it is different because it was COVID, so you weren't like in person where a lot of this was going on. But still, I mean, how was that with the culture of like being in high school, having viral videos? I'm so curious because I mean, share whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to like get anything into like personal privacy.
Oh, no.
If people listen to this. But like, I am so curious how that
so it basically people like knew me at school, they called me Oat Boy. Mm-hmm. And it was like always like an inside joke with people, and it was funny. It was I loved like, it was like, you know, people call me Oat Boy, like, ah. And after a while, like these random people like that I was friends with, like literally like middle school or like elementary school, they're like, bro, you're popping off. And like at first there was like a lot of pride, and I was like, you know, they're just like checking in. I was like, oh, it's really sweet. So honestly, it was like the community. I thought like, at first I was like, oh, all these people are just like you know, trying to be friends with me now. But honestly, yes. No, it was just like everyone was like supporting me, and like that's how great it felt. And like honestly, it got my school. Like I go to like a smaller school. Like, I have like 90 kids in my grade, and honestly, like you know, having like you know 400 kids in like the entire high school, I feel like it honestly got like a little like bond for all of us. Like, oh boy, or like blah blah blah, like that. Not trying to come off like pride, but it was just a funny little thing everyone used to like I guess joke around with, and honestly it was amazing. Everyone's supportive, so I loved it so much.
I love that answer, because I feel like a lot of people, once they start like blowing up, they're like, oh, these people are just coming out of the woodworks to like try and be my friend and stuff. But I love that you're like, no, people genuinely are just trying to be supportive. And I feel like for the most part, that's how people are. When people start seeing other people successful, I feel like it's not always negative, and some people get a little bit in their head, even like prideful, like you said. So I applaud you for being so young and so mature in that aspect, because it can get to so many people's heads. That's why you're such a cool person. Like, it was so, Trace, if you can't already tell, you guys, Trace has like the best energy and just whole aura. It was such a blast working the booth. So I just, nothing but good vibes. And
I'm blushing right now.
No, but seriously. Okay, so you're known as Oatmeal Man, but you're also known as Barry is your legal name, isn't it?
Yes, Barry is my legal. I am the third. I'll give you a little backstory. Okay, so yeah. My real name is Barry Dane Alexander III. So I'm like the third. Like my grandfather is Barry Dane Alexander I. My dad's the second, and I'm the third. But they call me Trace because I'm the third. Uno dos Trace. Yeah. And that's kind of like I've never been called Barry. The only time I'm called Barry is like my dad's getting mad. Like, Barry Dane. Yeah. And that's literally it. So
you know you're in trouble when that name comes out.
Yep. Exactly.
Do you feel like your friendships shifted at all when you started to go viral, and now you have, because how many do you have on TikTok? You have 1.8 million, right?
Yeah, 1.8, I think.
Okay, yeah. Do you feel like any, this is like no shade, and you don't have to even answer this if this is going to cause drama, because I know how it is, but do you feel like any friendships did kind of shift in the sense of being in high school, or not so much because it wasn't in person? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in person it would be such a different vibe of that. Maybe not though. Maybe your school really is just freaking awesome and you're all tight knit.
No, so like whenever I was on Zoom, we like did like Zoom on like every other day, or like, you know, if you're quarantined, you had to go for like, you know, like 2 weeks, and that's when I was posting. But I was on basically like in person for the majority of the time, and honestly my friendships didn't really shift. I did like, you know, of course things like happen with other friends and you just drift away, and that's just how like life in high school is. Honestly, there was no like bad vibes or anything like that. It's awesome. Honestly amazing. I love it. It's just, you know, people have different like ideas. I'm like, you know, like I'm trying to like grow my faith, and I was like trying to stick with people with my like that. And so that's kind of what I've been doing. I guess I'm hanging out with people like that. So that's kind of where I'm at.
That is really cool. And I think that speaks a testament to like who you are as a person, that none of this has changed you. So I think that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
I need to know though, what is your favorite part about TikTok now? Because you used to not like it too. That makes me feel better, because I was anti-TikTok, and now it's really fun. So
yeah, I thought at first TikTok was cringe. I thought it was just like, oh, you know, oh, it's going to die down soon. But honestly, my favorite part of TikTok is how like real you can be. Like you can literally like post a picture of you like just getting out of bed, or like a video of you. Like, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. I feel like on Instagram, you have to like have like the most like highly edited, high, you know, perfect caption, everything like that. TikTok is more just like low key, and it feels like it's like a FaceTime video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
It's like so Instagram stories. I feel that.
Exactly. That's my favorite part about TikTok by far, honestly.
That's cool. What is your, do you have a least favorite part about TikTok, having to be on all the time?
Yeah, well, I mean, with the, I guess, being, you know, straight up and, like, being comfortable like that with all your, you know, followers and stuff like that, there comes to a point where people, I guess, like to express a little, not, like, the nicest comment sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's a hard part. But honestly, like, I don't know. That's probably, like the worst part. And I guess getting on, you know, being on TikTok and social media for so long, it gets tiring. It's mentally draining. So that's definitely the hardest part. So
it is mentally draining. I feel that. Have you had like burnout yet? I feel like you just started. So maybe you haven't like hit that wall of like, oh, burnt out, or like times where you're like, I have to post today. Or are you still in the fun, creative, like this is the best thing ever process?
No, I actually had a burnout so badly this summer. I was like just going through like a tough time. I was like, oh, I just gotta post right now. Just gotta post. And honestly, that was, it was horrible. And I can sense that now. And so like, it's kind of cool because like I've been doing this, I guess you can say like a little bit over 2.5 years, but I guess it's just been like, you know, when you're gonna about to burn out, there's like, you know, okay, Trace, you gotta chill out. And so sometimes I just like either like take a break for like 2 days. And after that, like that break, I'm ready to go back up. I'm ready because I want to like keep talking to everyone and just like keep making recipes because it's fun, honestly. And I have definitely experienced burnout. And it's when you're burned out and you keep creating content, that content is just like not the best quality. So that's
because you're kind of like stressed and you're like, I just need to get something up. And I feel like the joy of it, I don't know for you, but when I first got into it, was like the pure creation of how fun it is to actually make a video start to finish, editing, picking the music, like doing the clips. That is so fun. So when it's like stressed out, it's not, it takes the fun out of it. So taking a step back, I love that you just, you already know this, so you're like, I just take a step back. That's so it's so cool though.
Thank you. It's definitely not all mine. I've definitely like talked to my dad and some friends about it, but I've picked up what I've learned. And honestly, it's just like patience, you know. You're not, you know, a lot of time you have my hopes are high and like, oh, this video is gonna go viral, like but once you detach yourself from that and more of creating content for people, not just like for the views, that's what helps, has helped me so much. It's like, it's fun creating content, it honestly is, and that's why I love doing what I do. But like, once you get on that path of just like, oh, I'm just gonna blah, 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 that's when it goes downhill.
So. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Okay, so go ahead. Your TikTok is pretty much lots of recipes. Do you have an all-time favorite recipe?
This is probably one of the hardest questions I've people ask me. And
I can do a few.
There's so many. Like, I love, so with my oatmeal, I love my chocolate lava cake baked oats. Like, that is like my utmost, like, okay, if anyone asks me, that's what I say.
Okay.
I love like my mug cakes too. And those are so good. I love, oh my gosh, my red pepper pasta recipe. Fire, fire. I love, also for my oats, I love doing like my birthday cake baked oats. I'm a big baked oat guy.
Yeah.
It's like, it tastes like a cake. And that's the best part. Like the PE science, oh, that makes it even better. But point is, it's basically chocolate lava cake, birthday cake, Biscoff oats. Oh my gosh.
Okay. I've seen some people make those. It looks good.
If you don't have Biscoff, you are missing out. You're missing out.
I think I agree with that. It's the best part of the flights. Well, I've had, the cookies. You know, when you're on the airplane and they give you like a cookie and you're like, oh, yeah.
The cookies are good. But if you had the Biscoff butter, oh my gosh.
Oh.
Have you never had that?
I think I have. I think it's from Trader Joe's. And I know Crumble makes like a Biscoff cookie and it's good.
Yes.
You get the one from Trader Joe's?
Yes. The cookie is Speculoos.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. The cookie butter.
Those are my favorite. I guess my favorite snacks have to be, I love like this like little bread roll up. You flatten out some bread and add berries and peanut butter and you roll it up. You put it in the air fryer. I'm a big air fryer guy.
Yes, you are big on the air fryer.
It's just easy and convenient. And not going to lie, I'm so bad at cleaning up after myself. Like if you look at my kitchen, oh, it's so bad. But at the air fryer, I'll have to clean it like once a week. So I'm fine.
Literally, that's me. I probably need to get an air fryer because I hate cleaning up. Oh, it's the worst. That's like, Darian always cleans up the kitchen and I do everything else, but I hate it. It's like, I like to cook and I like to eat, but who wants to clean up? It's the worst part. It's the worst part. Okay, so what is your recipe? Do you know off the top of your head your molten lava?
Yeah, I've got it down to a T. Like,
okay,
because like,
I'm going to try this. I'm going to have to post it. I'm even going to probably put it in my YouTube video.
That perfect. Okay, so I'm gonna include the PE science protein in there just for, because like if you don't have protein powder, you have to add less milk.
Okay,
but I'll just do it. So half cup of oats, half cup of milk, half a tablespoon of chia seeds, half a tablespoon of maple syrup, half a teaspoon of baking powder, pinch of salt, 1 or 2 tablespoons of cocoa, and a scoop of protein powder, and then you blend it all up. And then you bake it at 400 degrees for about 18 to 20 minutes. But if you want it to be extra chocolatey, you add a little bit of chocolate in the middle, like on like the oat batter, and spin the batter on top. And then it bakes and just like it's gooey.
Ooh,
mind blown.
Okay, I need to try it. I actually saw somebody like duet your video It was like a nutritionist, Nutrition by Kylie or something. I don't know if you know who that lady is.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She's cool. She seems really cool. Like, I like all of her meals. And she, like, duetted even making that alongside of that recipe. And I was like, dude, I need to try this.
You got to try it. It's fire.
So I've tried baked oats before. Maybe I did a bad recipe, but it's kind of gummy or spongy. If you bake it longer, is it more like a cake?
That you definitely added water instead of like not a good like milk base.
Okay, so that's the so I'm just dumb.
No, because I've definitely tried water before and it's like
I don't remember what I put in. I even put it in a YouTube video because I was like taste testing all these things and I was like, baked oats is just not for me, but I need to give it another go with a recipe. Trace, I think I made it wrong because it was like,
yeah, you definitely did.
It just was not it for me.
And you probably added too much liquid as well.
I think that's what I did. I think I added too much liquid so that it just, the texture was off. I got to do it again. I even have my little ramekin. So I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Everybody's going to have to tag you. If they make it, you got to tag.
No. Tag Brett though. No, you got to tag. Okay, I want to have both of us. I want to have honest results. I don't want them to be like, oh, it's amazing. I need to be like, oh, it's bad.
Like, this actually sucks.
Yeah, this sucks.
Okay. We'll have to do it. I'll have to do it. I'm excited. Let me see. Have you had any really bad fails where you're filming a video and it's so bad and you're like, well, now I have to just not even post the video?
Yes, I've had multiple. It's, you know how, okay, so you would think that.
Yeah, and didn't you just plug your sink or something? Tell me what you're going to say and then I need to. I saw a TikTok where something happened with your – yeah, no, we'll get into that. Get into
– well,
tell your story first, and then we'll go in.
Well, let's just say that I do post a lot of videos. And I do make a lot of recipes. But with that comes so many fails. Like, I've had, like, this – okay, I made this matcha baked oats one time. Well, seven times. And it took seven tries for it to actually be for like, six tries. The seventh one was the perfect one. So – that took me so many tries. That was so bad. And I burned things so many times. Like sometimes I'm just like, I put something in the oven and I start watching a show and then I'm like, okay, I totally forgot about that. I was cooking something and then it's like burning. Like no, it happened last night. It's so bad. But I did clog my sink one time. I did this, it wasn't even a recipe. It was for like coffee. So there's this trend going around.
Oh, that's right. It's the shoes.
Yes. Yes. Basically, so if y'all don't know what coffee shoes are, is basically you get a pair of white shoes, preferably Air Force Ones, but I didn't have any Air Force Ones. I just had the others in my knockoff shoes. And you want to soak it in like hot instant coffee. And I was dumb enough to not get like an extra pot or a pan, but to soak my shoes in. I put it in my sink. And so when I put all that in there, I was like, wait, how am I going to get this all out? So I couldn't get it all out. And what I had to do is I had to get a shot back and like suck it all out. It's like a vacuum. And it was so bad. It took like 45 minutes counting my dad. My dad's like a, you know, dads are always good at that stuff. It took him a while to get done. He's like, yeah, you send you that next time. I was like, yes, sir. I will not do that again. It was so bad.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I'm just, your house probably smelled really strong of coffee too.
Oh yeah, well it always does, anyways. Because like, my dad has like five. No, sometimes. No, but whenever I burn things, like last night. Oh my gosh, I burnt a sweet potato, and it was like, yeah, stop. So you know when you caramelize it and like it drips down. I would put it in a aluminum bowl.
Yeah.
And when you like it drips and like seeps the sugar, and basically I took the potatoes out, but then like the sugar kept caramelizing and it started burning and it smoked up the whole downstairs. It was so bad. It smelled like, I don't know. It smelled like just burnt. And so I had to open the doors all night. It was so bad. It was like, you're laughing over here while I'm just like freaking out. I'm like, ah!
He says, I don't know what it smelled like. It smelled like burnt.
I don't know how to describe it.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I hate it. Or like when you make a pizza and like the cheese drips off and then the cheese like keeps, oh, it smells so bad. I have this like oven liner that I can just take out. It's like this little piece of paper. I don't know. It just like sits in the bottom of my oven. Dude, so I just take that off and like whack that stuff off and put it back under there.
You just whack it on the ground. Just clean it up.
No. Just, you know, tap in the kitchen sink. Beating a rug. No, but really. Oh, dude. Okay. If I had to try one recipe right now, I need to know which is the one I need to try.
The chocolate lava molten cake. Lava. You gotta try it. It's like a mouthful. Like literally like a chocolate molten lava cake baked oats.
Wow, that's hard. Okay, I will have to do that one. That one sounds the best. I mean, they all sound good, but.
I mean, well, you could also like jazz at the words. You could, like, the exquisite chocolatey overnighty OT. Like, no. I'm not going to do that. I'm just like, no, I see people do that. I'm like, okay, respect. Because like, I bet it tastes good.
Yeah.
But it's funny because like, I'm just doing like, I'm like, easy snack. I'm like air fryer roll up. Yeah. Mine's not like any, like anything like, I guess, delectable in a way.
No, well, all your stuff is really realistic. Like all of your recipes are like things that people can make. Do you feel like you have a lot of comments and people who are like, I mean, I feel like as a viewer, your page is very easy because it's realistic. Do you feel like that through the comments of people? Like what type of comments do you see?
So I nice see ones. The majority. Yeah, the nice ones are like it's honestly, I'm overwhelmed with them. And I'm so grateful because people are like, thank you so much. Like I'm learning from like this kid to eat healthy. I'm like, wow, that's so impactful. And then I see people like, thank you. I literally have this stuff in my house. Let's go. I mean, there are people who are like, the biggest concern is people saying like, oh, this is expensive. And which is definitely understandable for some people. Mm-hmm. But like, there's you can go to Costco and get a lot of stuff, I feel like. And which is like, it's definitely difficult. Like if you don't have like the expenses, which that's the only downside. The other parts is I try to make this as like, I literally look in my kitchen. I'm like, what stuff does everyone else have this? And that's where I'm like, okay, I'm going to make that. Cause that's like my goal. I don't want to be whipping out some random ingredients that people cannot get from the store.
I know.
So.
Well, and I feel like because I would feel like a lot of your audience is also younger. So, you know, some people are still living at home. So it's like, what do their parents have in their pantry that's accessible? But most of the stuff I see is like, everyday household ingredients where you just have to get creative with what you have to make a new recipe. How do you come up with your recipes? Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill.
It's so weird the way I come up with them. I'm a senior right now. And as of right now, I'm in the senior slide, or senioritis, they call it here. And I am like, you know, sitting in class and I'm just like just gazing or just thinking. And the way that I do it, I'm like, okay, how can I combine blank and blank together. What can I do? Can I air fry it? Can I bake it? Can I freeze it? Can I overnight it? And that's kind of how I try to like just add things together and mash them up. Like sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'm going to make, like, I make this thing, like I made this thing called like a sweet potato. Like it's like a, it's like a loaded sweet potato, but it's like sweet. And people thought I'm crazy for it, but I love it. Honestly, like you have to just like be like crazy. If that's the only way, like, you have to be open to trying new things. Like, okay, a sweet potato with peanut butter and chocolate. It sounds at first, it sounds disgusting because you don't have, you never tried it. But once you try it, you're like, wow, this is actually good. So it's basically just like full sending.
Yeah. Well, are there any things that have made you throw up then?
I've definitely not throw up, but I've dry heaved. So a lot of the people who like, you know, support me, they give me ideas. Like the one time someone gave me vanilla ice cream and olive oil. Sorry. I was like, no. I'm trying to look at my kitchen right now and see if there's anything that's happened. I don't think nothing as of the past like month and a half.
Yeah.
But you know, there's definitely been some things that were bad.
I have tried the sweet potato with, I think I had mine with almond butter. That used to be a fire snack. It's good.
Lame. Peanut butter is better than almond butter.
It is, but I'm saying I haven't tried this recently, but I'll need to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what was your thoughts though on it like back then?
Oh, It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
I know. It's so underrated.
It's so underrated. Honestly, the sweet potato is a fire vegetable. I've been having so much, like, I have been having it every day. And I'm like, why have I been sleeping on this for so long? You know, you go in like waves of food. Where you're like, oh, I eat that too much. And now you're like, let's go.
I know. I know there's like a trend, like you eat a bagel and cream cheese for like ever. And then all of a sudden you just don't eat it again. And then the next, like 6 months later, you have that like little like thing. Like that's like, I feel like that's a trend. Or like you eat oatmeal until it like tastes like mush again.
Yep.
Or like eggs until it's eggs until it tastes like nothing anymore.
You like need a break. I know. You eat the same meal every day. That's literally me right now. I'm like, I eat oatmeal every day. And
wait, you've been doing that for a month now.
Oh, I've been doing it since I moved, almost a year.
No way. Let's go.
Let's go.
I remember you telling me that and I'm in April, March. Yeah. You're like, I'm eating oatmeal every day. I was like, let's go.
Every morning. Damn. It's the same recipe. So I need to mix it up.
What's the recipe?
It's oatmeal with frozen raspberries, banana, honey, and peanut butter. That's it. And chia seeds.
Okay. That sounds good though.
Yeah, it is good. The frozen raspberries, like, give it a little crunch. Oh my God. You know?
So it's a little like sourness.
Yeah. Tartness. And you're like, oh yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's good. Oh man. Dude, would you ever make a cookbook? Have people asked you to make a cookbook?
Oh my gosh. Yes. They've asked me a lot, and I'm so happy that the people like my recipes enough to ask me that. And it's funny, you know, because I'm giving the recipes away. I don't want people to buy stuff. But, like, I mean, I can make a free PDF, but like I've talked to some people about making one, and honestly, they take like, they're actually like not that easy to make. I mean,
no.
Yeah, it's a good PDF, no, and like, but it's a lot of pictures involved. Like for me, I'm a very big visual learner. Mm-hmm. Like I cannot have like, oh, just like the ingredients. I need the picture. I need everything involved. Like that's what I need. And it's a lot of work. Like,
it is a lot of work.
So I don't know. I would honestly in the future, yes. As of right now, probably not.
Yeah. I mean, you're just trying to finish high school.
Exactly.
Hey, how many days? Tell us the countdown, senioritis. 30,
so I basically have, if I get an 85 or above on all of my on all my classes, then I can be done by May 4th. However, I know it's early, but basically graduation's May 15th. So we're just counting down the days.
Wow. You're pretty much there.
I'm basically there.
How does it feel?
Not there.
How does it feel?
Honestly, I've been ready for a while. I feel like I was like, had a senior slide last year, and it just like carried over into this year. But it's like really kicking in, like really kicking in. Like, but I'm honestly so weird because, like, you know, you always thought about, oh my gosh, like I can never imagine being, you know, a senior in high school and you're like in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And here I am, like a senior in high school, literally about to graduate, which is weird.
That's so crazy.
What was it like for you? Was it crazy or was it just like normal? What was it?
It felt right. You know, I feel like you're just ready for that next stage. So, but again, it's always like, wow, I can't believe it's happened. And you're like, what's next? I was like, I had no idea. You're kind of like scared. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do now?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Do you have any plans for what's next? Do you have any ideas?
So initially I did not want to go to college, honestly. I knew I wanted just to, you know, keep doing this and see where it takes me. But my dad's like, Trace, just, you got to go to college. And I respect that. Honestly, it's a smart decision. I think now looking back at it, I'm going to this place in Nashville called Belmont University, which is fun because I'm staying like literally like 25 minutes away from my house, or 30 minutes, which is nice. And I think that I'm just going to just go to college and just keep doing this and just try to multitask. The only thing is I'm not running in college. I'm a big runner. I'm a big runner, but I'm not running in college. That's going to be like, take a lot of time off. So I'll just be juggling the same stuff, schooling oatmeal.
Are you sad leaving sports? Are all your sports seasons?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I used to wrestle. So let's see. I used to be like this jock, and I was like, yeah, kind of cool. Like basketball, football. Like looking at me, I used to be a middle linebacker. You would never expect that. I was literally.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
No, you should. It's so weird. Like, with this kid's playing middle linebacker. Like, this kid's small. But I played football. I didn't run until seventh grade. I did track. But I played basketball. I wrestled until sophomore year. And that's when I tore my labrum, my shoulder. That was horrible. But I got fifth of state for wrestling freshman year. And then after that, I've just been running ever since. So that's basically, I've been running since seventh grade, but doing cross country since freshman year. And, you know, placing at state is a lot, which is fun.
placing at state for what event?
You know, all events.
Tell the tea. I used to run track. Tell the tea.
This sounds so prideful. I hate saying,
asking you so you're allowed to answer. Okay. I'm somebody who I also don't like to talk about myself. It makes me very uncomfortable because I don't want it to come off prideful. But this is not, I promise, because you. So.
Okay, swag. Okay, so let's see. Freshman year. I'll start at freshman year because, you know, middle school doesn't count.
Wow. Let's go.
Freshman year, seventh at state for cross country. I got in the 5K. Then I got fourth at state for the 1 mile and for track. And then I got third in state for the 2 mile. And then sophomore season, I got, fifth at state for running. And then after that was COVID. I didn't have a season sophomore year, I know. And then junior year, I got, junior year, I didn't even place because I dropped out mid-race because my foot. And that was because I was being basically, I was under fueling and like working out too much. Mm. That was junior year. And then junior year for track, I got second at state for the mile. And then third at state for the 2 mile. And then this year I got second at state for cross country. And then hopefully second at state for, I also have 4 school records, which is cool. But
that's very cool. What do you hold your school records for?
Okay, let's see. Should I spit my times out or what?
Let's hear it. Yeah. Cause,
oh my gosh.
I mean, maybe I'll try and, you know, get to there, but not.
let's see. 15:25 for the 5K. 4:25 for the mile.
No.
1:58 for the 800 and 9:29 for the 2 mile. When did you run in high school?
Dude, you know, I'm a sprinter.
Oh, yes. I do remember that. Yes.
Yes. You know, I might be able to do the 800. I might even now because I sprint fast. And an 800 really is more of a sprint, I think.
It's pain.
It is a very long sprint.
Yes. I ran that 158 last night. It was amazing. It was one of the best races of my life, and it was awesome because all the people who I run against, it's like everyone cheers you on like after the race. I'm like, great job. And that was like the best feeling ever because it's like teamwork almost. So
it is, but you know what I love about track is that it's an individual, like it's you versus you, and I feel like that is something that's so crucial when it comes to sports, where a lot of other sports are a little bit more team-based. Where yeah. track, yes, like it does feel like a team, and it's very exciting, especially when you do like relays and stuff. It's such a cool vibe. But honestly, at the end of the day, it's you pushing yourself at the end of the day in that race. And that's crazy. That mindset from high school sports is something I have totally carried on even now. Because it's yeah, like, when push comes to shove, yeah, it's you.
You're on yourself.
So get it done.
Facts.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can run that fast, but I want to try. I want to see.
Shoot, yes, you can. We'll see. Practice.
Yeah, the mile and 2 mile, no thank you. Yeah, I did. No thank you. I was the hurdler. Definitely... I was the hurdler. Just.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, what? I could never. I've never ran up. Wait, like the 100 meter hurdles or 110? Or...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, yep. The 300 seems brutal. I saw someone yesterday. It was like, I think that like the pain, I see their legs. It's like they can't move any farther. And I saw someone like fall. I was like, oh my gosh, I could not.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No.
It's so hard.
It is hard. It's all hard, but that's fine. True. Dude, well, congrats on having such a good season. Okay, wait, what?
Thank you. I have a hot take for runner, any like for running or swimming. Running and swimming are the easiest sports to be good at, but they're the hardest sports to be great at.
Oh, I can see that because I feel like everybody can quote run, right? Like you may not be the best at it, but it's something you can jump in and do. Swimming, that definitely needs skill.
Yeah.
You definitely need to learn how to do the arms and breathe. Because I'm still not like it. Yeah.
I can't. I doggy paddle when I swim. Like I literally I can't.
Or
I
frog, or you're like this. Literally me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm exposing myself. Someone give me a swim lesson. Oh, no, dude.
Literally, I need it too.
Oh, are you gonna do any races? Have you heard of like Spartan races or?
Oh yes,
dude. I should do some.
I want to do. Wait. No, it's called an Ironman. I want to do an Ironman.
Yeah. Oh,
like biking, like 100 miles, running a marathon, swimming like 3 miles, like, something like that. It's insane.
Ooh, it is insane. I kind of want to do that stuff too. I'm like kind of waiting till I'm older and not wanting to be as into the gym because it's such different goals.
Oh my gosh.
You have to run, bike, and swim. Very different than lifting weights and bodybuilding.
No, literally, exactly.
So I'm like, yeah, when I turn like 30 or something, maybe I'll start. I'll probably be 30 maybe and I'll still start. Wanting to be in the gym.
No, who knows? Maybe. Yeah. I want to get in the gym like after like running because I've never done that and I think it'd be fun. I mean, I definitely did it, but like never done like just like focus on that just like on its own. Yeah. But yeah.
You know, it's so funny because in high school, did you ever feel the pressure of needing to go to a gym? Because I get a lot of high school girls who are like already super conscious about their body, which I think is great to have health in mind. But I also feel like wait till after high school to start lifting weights. I feel like there's no need to focus so much on aesthetic while you're in high school. Yeah. Like enjoy it. And then what are your thoughts? I don't know. Maybe that's a hot
take.
I definitely think
that like if you don't play a sport, someone's like, oh, what are you doing after school? You're not going to go to the gym or anything like that. Society has definitely put that like horrible standard on people, especially women. And like I think that it's here where I live as well. I think it's honestly dumb. I think that you gotta, it's grades first and you still got, I mean, of course being active is always like great, but don't go to the gym just to like, just because go to move your body. Cause it feels good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how, like, that's like my goal. I mean, like I've never really felt like obligated to like to go to the gym just cause I'm like running or like doing a sport. I've always done a sport, but that's definitely something that's still, you know, where I live.
Yeah. It makes me sad. And I think TikTok and social media also makes it hard because it's what you see. Like if you're on Gym Talk, you know, and you're like, I'm thinking if I'm like 16, 17 or 18, you know, if somebody saw my TikTok, they probably don't think I'm as old as I am. They're probably thinking she's probably 20 or 22. And I'm like, I'm not. But
I literally,
you know what
you
I mean?
20.
Yeah.
I
so it's, like, it's hard to like have that conversation of I don't feel like high schoolers need to be worried so much about that. I think what you said is key of staying active, healthy, I think building a relationship with food is the most important thing. And I love that about your TikTok is you're always like, what do you say? You're like healthy food, eating healthy doesn't have to be boring. And you're showing like a wide variety of foods and helping encourage people and learn how to cook and everything. Cause I feel like at that stage, that's what's more important.
So basically, yeah, that's the biggest, like, people always like, how did you get into that like that? Well, like, basically when I was wrestling in freshman year, I was like cutting a lot of weight, and like, you know, during wrestling, you like, dude, you know, go in trash bags, like you're like, you go in trash, go to sweat it out as possible. You just don't eat. You like get a Jolly Rancher and suck on it and spit it out. Like, that's like doing anything to cut weight. And after doing that for a year, it was bad. I like, you know, wasn't drinking water, wasn't eating at all. And I went to like the doctor just for like a check-in. And honestly, I like literally didn't have a drinking water for like 2 to 3 weeks. And I was like just getting my water from just foods. And they told me, like, the doctor, like, I had a pee test, and they literally said like my kidneys were failing, and I didn't have like much longer to live, which is surreal. Like, I would have never like thought, like, oh, you know, not feeling your body's good enough. But it was just amazing, like, amazing how like you realize how much you need for the heat and fuel to become like a great version of yourself. Like, I am the heaviest I've ever been, and here I am getting the faster that I've ever been. So it's like being like lesser weight does not equal being a faster runner. And it just even correlates that to like just life in general. Being lighter does not make you a better person. It's literally, there's no like correlation. It's about how you feel. How does your body feel? So
100%. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I love that. It's crazy to think that, I don't know why it's such a thing in society that like being smaller is better. It's just like ingrained in us. I don't know why it is. It's so irritating because it affects young people where you're still trying to develop mentally and everything. And okay, I'll be honest, wrestling is the worst sport for that reason. And I always saw all the guys in my high school struggling, and I'm like, you guys aren't eating today. Like, what is going on? And Darian, my husband, everyone on the podcast knows Darian, and you know Darian. I don't know, I have to be like my husband. But no, Darian wrestled too, and he would always talk about that. And I'm like, I don't want Vinny doing that because it's teaching eating disorders. Like, you have to lose weight. Do not eat anything. Anybody who's telling you not to eat, absolutely not. Like, that is not what you need to learn or have ingrained in you in with such a young age, to just cut weight, because they'll take a lot of football players or basketball players and try to have them in wrestling. You either have to gain 20 pounds or you have to lose 20 pounds. Why is that a thing?
That's the point. Like, I love wrestling, but not just for not that reason. Wish if you want to wrestle, I support you 1000%, but just make sure you're not, that's just like the eating part is like the most toxic thing I've ever seen in my entire life, like cutting weight. But like, I think that wrestling is definitely, I did like a presentation in front of my school, and I was like talking about wrestling, like, you know, kind of bashing it, and like the coaches got mad at me. I was like, I still love the sport, but it's what happens in the sport. And that's like, you know, doing like cutting weight. But I like wrestling's good, but it's just not good for your mental health, honestly.
Yeah. And I guess I would say,
You can't say anything.
I can't say anything. Love the sport, but I don't agree with that, especially for young teenagers. It breaks my heart. So, and you know, it's just hard enough for girls and guys. Mm-hmm. Anyways, hot take on wrestling.
Hot take.
All the people who wrestle are going to come at me. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah. Trace, thanks for coming on. I have one last question for you. Can you see how dark it's getting? I'm like sitting in an open room. I forgot to turn my light on. I have like a small like light here.
Yeah, I have a ring light right here. I'm like just getting like the extra lighting.
Oh, I'm so, am I embarrassed? No. The ring light. Oh, you know what's nice is you don't ever have to film in public. It's always in your kitchen.
Oh my gosh. I used to think about like, oh my gosh, like a couple thousand people are gonna be watching me eat and like make my video, but now it's like oh no.
Yeah,
it's freaking me out.
You imagine bringing a giant tripod in a public gym?
I would cry.
I could not. I can't believe I did that. I'm so embarrassed.
Wait, what do you do? How do you bring stuff to the gym then?
I just bring a big tripod and a camera. I have to do it.
And it doesn't embarrass you?
Yes.
Okay, it does. Okay.
Yes.
That was supposed to come off on a meme. I was like mad respect, because if I saw it, I would be quaking.
Okay, no, literally, I quake. I hit record. No, like literally, listen, I hit record and I run. I do my set real quick and then I run back, turn it off, and like throw my camera to the side and then do like my reps like normal. I'm like, that wasn't me filming. It's so embarrassing. But you know what?
That's not me.
Yeah, it's not me. Sorry, what? Sorry, what? No, it's, I can't. I quake. Because I know, Daniel, if I wasn't in social media and I saw that in the gym, I'd be like, who does this girl think she is?
I know. I'd be like, what?
Okay. Yeah, anyways, it's all good. oh, gosh. Wait, did you have prom real quick? Did you get
introduced in your prom? Yes. Aww. It was great. It was awesome.
Okay, good.
It honestly was way more fun. Like, than I went last year, too. But it was actually, like, you know, I always say, oh, yeah, it was good. It's actually fun. Like, I've never really been to, like a school event like that where it was actually enjoyable. And it was enjoyable. And so I'm just glad. So,
can I ask, was everybody doing TikTok dances? I need to know.
No, we actually were. We were all, like, literally, no one had their phone on them. It was amazing. Everyone had their phone down. It was, like, the most, like content event ever. Everyone was just, like, jumping up and down. Yeah, it was so awesome.
Like,
so
everybody awesome. Was legit in the moment.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh!
I know.
That just makes my heart happy.
It was insane. Like, of course, there's, like, two or three people on their phone, but, like, like, they probably put their phone away and, like, go back to it. It was, like, that's how it was. It was amazing. It's, like, you know, 90 kids there. It was
that is all so together. Cool.
It was awesome. Yeah.
That's so fun. Oh, my last question to you is, what's one thing you would tell your younger self?
Definitely to enjoy each moment, because sometimes I keep, like, telling myself, oh, I can't wait until I graduate. Oh, I can't wait until I graduate middle school. I can't wait until it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. Enjoy each moment, because you literally don't have, you don't know. It's like, there's nothing guaranteed, and you just got to enjoy and be content with life. Because if you're, like, always looking for the next thing, you'll never be satisfied. And if you're just content and joyful, that's where it, like, the key is. So that's, like, my tip. I have to tell myself that too now, like, seriously. So
I have to tell myself that too as well, because I feel like we all get so caught up. I know I get caught up in thinking about, oh, when this happens, but then you're never really living in the present and absorbing all that you already have, because that could be taken away at any time. Yeah,
exactly.
That's such a good sentiment. Oh, what a good note to end on.
I know. Thank you so much for letting me be on this podcast. It's amazing.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to say, or are you good?
Let's see.
Any last words?
I don't think I have no last words. Okay, let's see. Do you like shows or movies more?
I'm in shows right now because they're shorter, but I love a good movie.
But, like, shows are, like, you can, like, watch a lot. And, like, stop midway.
Yes.
Like,
it's not as much of a commitment.
Let's see. All right, what another question. What's your favorite type of oats? Like, rolled, quick, steel cut?
Oh, I usually do quick. Oh! What about
like,
you?
I like quick. Quick's my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. Woo! I passed the test.
That is my last question.
That's good. Are you more shows or movies?
Shows. No one really knows this about me. Like, kind of like a little, like, pop quiz. I'm a sucker from anime. I love me some anime. Love it so much.
Okay. I've been hearing some trickles. There's a couple people who have been saying that they're in anime. Like, I think my brother-in-law is super into anime.
It's so. Once you start watching it, you can't stop, and you just keep watching more shows over and over. It's insane. Like, it's dedication.
It's the dedication for me. Just kidding.
It is.
Yay. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited for this to air. If you don't know, it airs every Wednesday, but I'll just send you a link so you can listen.
Let's go. I can't wait to listen to it. I always hate listening to myself, like, talk, but, like, I'll make sure to actually, like, you know, be like, okay, it's okay.
Yeah. No, it's good. It was awesome. And you'll listen and be like, I did great. High five.
Sweet.
No, I'm excited to hear what everyone has to say about it. So, tell everybody where they can find you, your social media platforms.
Oh, you can find me on TikTok and Instagram, Traces Oats. And, I mean, I have a YouTube, but if you can look it up, it's Traces Oats, but it's literally nothing. So, Instagram and TikTok is where I'm at. So definitely go look at that. So, yeah.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And, everybody, we'll see you next time for some more fun and games. Bye.
Woo!
You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.